Concordia Publishing House's annual warehouse sale is both online and in-store. Take advantage of discounted prices on many of the items you hear promoted on Issues Etc. October 15th through the 19th. You'll find major cost savings on books, music, Bibles, educational resources, and more. Concordia Publishing House's fall warehouse sale, cph.org/warehouse, and 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis. Concordia Publishing House's warehouse sale, October 15th through the 19th. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Live this Friday, October the 16th, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've been gathering our soundbites through the last week or so, listening to our excellent guests and noting some things they've said. We've accumulated four soundbites, and we put them together for you. First, you listen, and then after you've heard the four soundbites, we want to hear from you, and we want your votes. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter, @IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. We need to know who you are, where you're listening, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. And we're giving away the LPR bundle package. That is an Ad Crucem Pewter baptismal keepsake, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and the Issues Etc. pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. It goes to one voter who has the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-MYIE. Up first, soundbite number one, Marjorie Dannenfelser is Donald Trump pro-life.
He was a millionaire, playboy, financial tycoon living in Manhattan who said he was a convert. And, of course, I love converts, but I didn't really see the evidence of pro-life in his life. And so we had 17 primary candidates in the Republican primary for president. And so I put him last because he was the least tested and the least proven. Well, of course, I'm thrilled to be absolutely 100% wrong because he went from last in my mind to first. He is operating as the most pro-life president in history. He has kept his promises and gone way beyond more than any other president. It is the power of conversion. Once again, the whole story of the life movement is one of conversion. And it's easier to understand how this president can go from adamantly pro-choice to adamantly pro-life when you look at how conversions work. You look how he decided to be this person, and then the rest caught up with him. Acting like you want to be often helps you be the person that you aspire to be. And that's exactly who he's turned out to be, and that's why I would invite anyone to be a more adamant pro-life advocate for this president.
That's soundbite number one. Marjorie Dannenfelser is Donald Trump pro-life. If you'd like to vote for that one on this Friday afternoon, October the 16th, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Send it via Twitter @IssuesETC or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's soundbite number two, Dr. Matthew Frank, is Roe v. Wade constitutional?
Well, it's true that abortion is opposed by the Catholic Church and by many other churches on the grounds of reason alone. Even here, one is still some distance from the constitutional issue. The constitutional issue is, does the Constitution contain within it or embody or imply a right of a woman to obtain an abortion? And actually, completely independent of what one thinks about abortion being right or wrong, you can answer that question. And the clear answer is, there's no right to an abortion in or implied by the Constitution. It was made up out of whole cloth by the Supreme Court in 1973. There have been pro-choice legal scholars for the last 47 years who have pointed out that Roe versus Wade makes a mockery of constitutional law. Okay, so one doesn't have to be pro-life to think Roe was wrongly decided. But again, the posture of the left on this question is everybody should recognize a woman's right to choose, and the only people who don't are those crazy religious people who have irrational, insupportable reasons based on some oppressive religious views of their own.
That's soundbite number two. Dr. Matthew Frank is Roe v. Wade constitutional. Vote for that one on this Friday afternoon by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from Pastor Paul McCain. Here he is describing the church without the creeds.
You and I have spent our entire lives in a creedal church body, a church that has a liturgy in which the creeds are recited. Well, think of how many Christians do not have that experience. They simply never say these creeds, and perhaps they never really even are shown these creeds or taught these creeds. In September, Ligonier Ministries, along with Lifeway Research, released a State of Theology survey. The good news is, most respondents from the evangelical church did affirm that God is a perfect being. Okay, that's good, 97%. They do affirm he's a Trinity, 96%, that he cares about our day-to-day decisions. But here's the shocking thing that came through the survey. Regarding Jesus, two-thirds of evangelicals, 65%, affirmed this statement. Now listen to it. Jesus is the first and greatest being created by God. Now, I think we can consider this kind of a trick question for Christians who don't have a background in the Nicene Creed, because that statement is pure heresy. This is the heresy of Arius, that Jesus was the first and greatest being created by God. So, if we are to believe this survey, 65% of evangelicals are confessing Arians. I don't mean to laugh about this. It's a very serious thing, but it just goes to show that this is a real crisis in Christianity.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Paul McCain, the church without creeds. Vote for it. 1-877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Now get ready to vote. We're going to play soundbite number four, then we'll take a break. And during that break, you can give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, and vote for soundbite of the week. Soundbite number four, Glenn Stanton, can you believe something wrong about yourself?
We all have a right to believe whatever we want about ourselves. I don't mean this flippantly, but pretend you have a neighbor and he truly believes he's Santa Claus. What you would do with that neighbor, he's a nice guy, he doesn't hurt anybody, you'll probably even play along with him. You know, Santa, it's your busy year coming up, you know, hope everything's fine. But to demand that somebody play along with that, which is what we're doing in public policy today. I mean, you can lose your job if you just misgender somebody with a pronoun and refuse to do that. It's one thing to believe something about yourself that is contrary to reality and nature. It is a whole other thing to construct a system that requires everybody else to play along with your illusion. And Jordan Peterson, I mean, his big long fight in academia of saying, I will not play that game, he was fighting that not because he didn't want to be sensitive to others. He was fighting it because of the force of the use of language, which is a totalitarian kind of thing that we simply cannot cater to. We can't acquiesce to it.
That's soundbite number four, Glenn Stanton. Can you believe something wrong about yourself? Now, phone call voters get to vote first as we play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. This break is a great time to call live this Friday afternoon, October the 16th, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. When we come back from this break, your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Will it be soundbite number one is Donald Trump pro-life? Soundbite number two is Roe v. Wade constitutional? Soundbite number three, the church without creeds? Or soundbite number four, can you believe something wrong about yourself? During a global pandemic, how can we find comfort in the hymn, From God Can Nothing Move Me? You'll find the answer in Pastor Will Whedon's column on Lutheran Dirges and Such in the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, rapper Flame details his journey from Bapticostal and Reformed Baptist Calvinism to confessional Lutheranism. The free online Issues Etc. journal.
In many ways, St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Bel Air, Maryland, is just like any other Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod Church. They have worship services each Sunday and reach out to their community, but one thing they don't do is pay their electric bill. Hello, this is Rahema Kavuga, Synod Relations Manager of Lutheran Church Extension Fund. And if you want to hear what St. Matthew actually did to eliminate their electric bill, just visit interesttime.org. That's interesttime.org.
We're supported by listeners like you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The seasons are changing, the weather cooling, and it's almost time to commemorate All Saints' Day and the Reformation. That means it's the perfect time of year to celebrate our faithful pastors. Ad Crucem has an excellent selection of gifts for clergy. Come and see our pictorial crucifixes, Christmons, posters, art, greeting cards, wooden plaques, or, if you can't decide your favorite, purchase a gift card of any denomination. Visit adcrucem.com. That's ADCRUCEM.com.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
We are frequently asked, how can I get an I Have Issues t-shirt? Can I buy one? How do we get them? Well, here's your opportunity. The I Have Issues t-shirt is part of the LPR bundle package. It's just one of the items. There's also the Ad Crucem Pewter Dove and Shell Baptismal Keepsake. There's the Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. It's the LPR bundle package, and it goes to the listener who has the best vote when we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one? Marjorie Dannenfelser is Donald Trump pro-life. Soundbite number two, Dr. Matthew Frank is Roe v. Wade constitutional. Soundbite number three, Pastor Paul McCain, the church without creeds. Or soundbite number four, Glenn Stanton, can you believe something wrong about yourself? Let's go first to the phones and talk with Chad in Missouri. Hi, Chad.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. I think great soundbites like always. Number three really made me think, and I was looking up, I saw you in your archives you have the Nicene Creed series by Pastor Will Wheaton, so I'm definitely going to look at that. Number four, Greg Stanton always does a great job laying things out very clearly, but because of the election year and because I felt a lot of the same things, I'm going to vote for number one, Marjorie Dannenfelser.
Well, thank you very much, Chad, and thanks for listening in Missouri. That's a vote for Marjorie Dannenfelser answering the question, is Donald Trump pro-life? What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Michael in Minnesota says, each of the sound bites were important. Dr. McCain gets my vote. Sadly, there are many people who sincerely believe that they are Christians bound for heaven, but they will never get there. Deeds, not creeds, always fails. Michael, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Minnesota. Todd is voting for the Church Without Creeds, Pastor Paul McCain. Coming from a Lutheran background, I can appreciate these creeds as new Christians can have things to go back to for what they believe. Yes, I regret that I have some experience in the big box pop culture churches. The experience I have seen is that there is nothing, especially for these non-denominational churches, nothing of substance that they can fall back on to use to instruct their youth. I used the creeds I learned in catechism in teaching Sunday school to sixth grade Baptist boys and girls. Guess what? They loved it. Everyone needs a good basis for what they believe. Very good thoughts, Todd, and thanks for your vote as well. Steve in Port Washington, Wisconsin says, four great sound bites again, as well as information all through the week. I will have to stay true to recent form by appreciating three great sound bites that educate us on what is going on around us in this veil of tears. But we'll vote for soundbite number three, Pastor Paul McCain, regarding our creeds. Without our creeds that state that our faith in our risen Savior, where do we get strength and bearing to deal with abortion, what our government officials believe, or someone who thinks they're Santa Claus? On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. Steve, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Emily listens in Minnesota. My vote is for soundbite number four. That's Glenn Stanton. Glenn sums it up perfectly. To be forced to use specific language or acknowledge a person's wrong ideas about themselves is just ridiculous. We can be kind to others without accepting their ideas about themselves. You are quite right, Emily. Thank you very much. Michael listens in Natoma, Kansas. He's voting for soundbite number one. I have no idea how Trump picks his judges or where he found his conviction for defending the unborn, but America is truly blessed by it. He has set a most impressive standard for our future Republican presidents in picking judges and defending life. I think you're right, Michael. Thank you very much for listening in Kansas. David listens in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He says, I'm voting for soundbite number one, Marjorie Dannenfelser. Is Donald Trump pro-life? I also originally wasn't a supporter of Donald Trump during the 2016 primaries, yet as the field narrowed and he showed his pro-life stance, I grasped hold of his platform and did not let go. It's one thing to sound conservative, walk the line regarding the economy, foreign policy, and social concern issues. It's another to uphold these as derivative from the sanctity of human life from conception. President Trump has been unwavering in his stance regarding pro-life issues and religious freedom. For this, he is to be commended. I myself will never knowingly vote for a pro-choice candidate, hence being an advocate for life. I'll gladly consider myself a single-issue voter casting my ballot for President Trump second term on November 3rd. Well, according to your votes this week, the winner of Soundbite of the Week is, in fact, soundbite number one, Marjorie Dannenfelser. Is President Donald Trump pro-life?
He was a millionaire, playboy, financial tycoon living in Manhattan who said he was a convert. And, of course, I love converts, but I didn't really see the evidence of pro-life in his life. And so we had 17 primary candidates in the Republican primary for president. And so I put him last because he was the least tested and the least proven. Well, of course, I'm thrilled to be absolutely 100% wrong because he went from last in my mind to first. He is operating as the most pro-life president in history. He has kept his promises and gone way beyond more than any other president. It is the power of conversion. Once again, the whole story of the life movement is one of conversion. And it's easier to understand how this president can go from adamantly pro-choice to adamantly pro-life when you look at how conversions work. You look how he decided to be this person, and then the rest caught up with him. Acting like you want to be often helps you be the person that you aspire to be. And that's exactly who he's turned out to be, and that's why I would invite anyone to be a more adamant pro-life advocate for this president.
That's soundbite number one, Marjorie Dannenfelser. Is Donald Trump pro-life? It wins Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Chad in Missouri, you get the LPR bundle package. If you'd send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you that LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for soundbite of the week. Issues Etc. is brought to you in part this week by Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, where they form servants in Jesus Christ who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all. Learn more about studying for the vocations of pastor or deaconess at ctsfw.edu or call 1-800-481-2155. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Next week on Issues Etc., Pastor Brian Wolfmiller returns after a long hiatus from Issues Etc. We're going to have a conversation on his personal battle with COVID-19 and the church's response to the pandemic. We'll study the hymn, Lord Jesus Christ With Us Abide. Pastor Will Whedon will be our guest. We'll visit with Dr. David Coe, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Provoking Proverbs, and we'll get an update on the November elections for Mark and Molly Hemingway. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Jesus the Good Shepherd says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life." We invite you to join us as we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him who gives us eternal life. Sunday worship services at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible class at 10:30, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri, on the web at goodshepherdarnold.org. That's goodshepherdarnold.org.